Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Greg Cazera is here. Greg is a member of our Brain Trust. He's the president and CEO of Learned Leadership, and he's out there every day talking about the extolling the virtues and the benefits of the natural resources of America and letting people know how the current trend could be a great thing for America. Right, Greg?
Absolutely, Jim.
Welcome back.
It's good to be with you, always.
So you are telling people that we have an opportunity to reclaim and return to vitality some of the small, some of the forgotten small towns of America. How do you propose to do that?
We really do, because the United States of America today, most people don't know that we're the number one natural gas producer. Have been for 5 years. And the Russians don't like it because we just started selling gas to Poland, one of their, long story short, we killed their monopoly over there.
Well, they had a pipeline to Poland, didn't they?
Oh, they do. They still do. And can you imagine, you know, I wouldn't want to have Russia as my sole supplier for natural gas.
Right.
That's just not a good deal. So can you imagine what the first U.S. ship shows up about a month and a half ago over there? And now Putin doesn't have a monopoly anymore.
So, but we transported it over there in liquefied form.
Yes, sir.
So the they had to have an LNG conversion port over there, didn't they?
Yes.
So, exactly. The reason I'm pointing this out is there had to be a significant capital investment to make that happen. It wasn't just like loading another kind of box off on the deck.
No, you're right. That's a big deal. And can you imagine, even with all that expense, Russia was charging most Americans, you know, our natural gas price over here is about $3. Putin was charging them $18.
Wow.
So there's a little, of course,
$3 in there. $3 for a cubic foot. Is it cubic meter? I always forget how they.
We call it MCF, or decatherm is how they use it. But basically, that's a unit of measure, and that's what people see on their gas.
Do they sell it by BTU, or they sell it by volume?
It's a volumetric measure.
But the $3 for whatever the unit is, obviously that's not the same in Poland as it would be in Oklahoma. So they're going to have to add some freight on there. But it sure isn't going to cost $15 to get it over there.
Now,
you have to run all this all the way through. This is you brought up a national security issue because you just put downward pressure on Putin's one-trick pony product.
That's right.
Which means he has less money to spend to create mayhem around the world, which is the formula that America used to kill the Soviet Union.
You know, and that's why we keep hearing this Trump and Russia thing, and I'm thinking that is the nuttiest thing. I mean, anybody that says that has got to be really doesn't understand energy, because that was the biggest. Can you imagine? Putin knows. I mean, he knew what we're doing. We're building all these LNG, these export terminals. He knows that we're going after his customers because let's face it, that's where the margin is. They're getting
paid. That's the thing that never made any sense to me. To me, Trump's the worst candidate. The worst president that Putin could have had.
Oh, that's his.
For one thing, the Democrats are not going to develop our petroleum. That made he could continue to sell to Poland for $18 per unit. Number one. Number two, Hillary did business with him. She sold him 25% of our uranium.
You know, and think about it.
So why would he want Trump? But anyway, that's another story. Let's get back to the small towns. How is all this going to help small towns in America?
Well, think about it. Putin charged $18. But when you look at global natural gas prices, they're up. But we have in the United States, we're the leading natural gas producer in the world. And what that means, our resources, as a matter of fact, the Shell Crescent USA, the group that I'm doing the marketing for as part of my leadership, I consult for them. They have, in the Mid-Ohio Valley, that Parkersburg, Marietta area, has the cheapest, most abundant natural gas in the developed world.
Wow.
So, now, can you imagine what
How are they getting
means?
That out?
They're
are
in
they
China.
Are they fracking for that or just drilling?
Well, that's you have to drill. You have to frack every well. I mean, all the gas is frack gas. So we've been drilling horizontal wells for the last, since 2008, and we've developed, USA has developed this massive resource. As a matter of fact, what a lot of folks don't know is when you look at the increase in natural gas production in the United States, 100% of the increase is actually in the Northeast, not in Texas, not in Oklahoma, not offshore. The increase. So we've in 2012,
where a lot of the little factories have left over the last 50 years.
Pardon?
Where a lot of the traditional American factories have left over the last two generations.
Oh, and that's been the problem because when that cheap natural gas went away back in the early 70s, along with those energy. When the energy went away, so did the factories, and that's what we're fighting. Is the whole area that Southwest PA, Eastern Ohio, Northern West Virginia has become the rust belt. You can drive along the river and see all the factories that used to be, and now slowly but surely they're starting to come back. Matter of fact, I was talking to one gentleman on Friday, and he's got his largest capital budget in over 30 years. Do you know what that means, Jim? Do you know what that means? Small business people.
Petrochemical
people make $100,000.
All kinds of contracts coming in there. The restaurants, the furniture stores, the car, the tire stores. It just ripples through the economy.
Yes, and that's what we're shooting for at Shell Crescent, to let the world know that this is what's going on, and this is the place. If you're in Japan or India or Eastern or Europe, anywhere, you need to come to the United States, and we're starting to see that movement. Starting with the local.
So what is the build-out? Hold on to that thought, because I'm going to, when we come back, I want you to talk about what the build-out looks like, what the capital build-out looks like in these areas, and how wide the footprint is of such an effort. In other words, if you're going to go to the Dayton area, is that how wide of a footprint is that? Is that going to cast a 50-mile-wide market penetration, and what are the capital investments, folks? We're going to get Greg to tell us that when he comes back after this break. It's 20 after. Greg, you want to give us a website, please?
Sure, it's shellcrescentusa.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Quick break. Greg Cazera and I will be right back. Stay with you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.